Usabelli Coal has been given the okay to explore for natural gas in the Healy area. The state has announced it will not reconsider its earlier decision to grant the company a license to look for gas on more than 200,000 acres of land east and west of the park's highway near Denali National Park. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the move has some locals upset.
Healy area residents have been weighing the potential of finding a cleaner burning energy source with the impacts of development since Usabelli first applied for a gas exploration license back in 2004. After many delays, the Department of Natural Resources issued a best interest finding in support of the license this summer, but two local organizations and several individuals requested reconsideration. This week, the DNR rejected the requests and gave Usabelli the license. The decision isn't sitting well with some, like Healy resident Barbara Breeze, who says gas development is a bad fit for the area.
It's just laying the groundwork for to turn Healy, my quiet residential area, into industrial wasteland right next to the national park.
Breeze and others are concerned about the license's inclusion of residential and recreational areas and what they consider inadequate environmental protection measures. The license allows for exploration for shallow coal bed methane or deep conventional gas, and since most Alaska landowners do not have subsurface rights, drilling can happen on their property. Healy resident Jared Zimmerman with the Panguinney Creek Homeowners Association says gas development will impinge on the Stampede Road subdivision north of the park.
We live out on, you know, where there's quite a bit of open tundra. So having, you know, oil wells, you know, within sight, and there's noise issues, water quality issues. A lot of people have wells.
Another Healy resident, Susan Braun, says gas drilling has a bad track record, especially when it comes to groundwater.
Garfield County, Colorado, released a study last December that showed that gas had migrated from the drilling process into people's drinking water.
Braun acknowledges that Healy is only at the exploration threshold, but is concerned about worst-case scenarios and falling private property values. There are some protections in state law. Regulations provide setbacks for drilling on or near private property and regulate how drilling mud and water are handled. State Oil and Gas Director Kevin Banks says development will likely take place on a fraction of the 208,000 acres licensed.
There will probably be nothing more than a small wellhead and perhaps a gravel pad of some small size and a road.
Banks says residents should not make comparisons with what's happened with gas in the lower 48, where private landowners lease property to oil companies. He says state control of subsurface in Alaska means responsibility for development and environmental protection, adding that the state has everyone's best interests in mind.
If gas were found here, it could perhaps either power a power plant or be pumped into some kind of gas line to Fairbanks.
Banks says most state gas exploration licenses don't result in any actual work. It doesn't appear that anything will happen quickly in the Healy area. Usabelli Vice President of New Development Steve Denton says the company has been focused on another local gas exploration project at nearby Nenana, and that the Healy project has been backburnered.
So basically the first thing we need to do is step back and review the you know, what our plans might actually be. We don't have any plans in place at this point.
State approvals and permits are required for each step along the way of gas development, including the exploration plan. And Denton says the company is listening.
We hear the concerns, and we hope we can learn from the mistakes of other places, and we won't have those kind of problems here.
The Healy area residents opposed to gas development say they'll participate in the review process of each step, but are not ruling out a legal appeal of the exploration license. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.